The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Guy had headache for 5 months and then found out he had chopsticks up his nose. That's not a fake story, I don't think.
No.
And I'm thinking, I love sushi. I use chopsticks when I eat Asian food. Not necessarily the noodles. The noodles sometimes I can't do.
Was he being wacky and then he just forgot?
I don't know. pretending he's a walrus or something. I don't know.
Man, just lost interest mid-party trick. 35-year-old man in Vietnam, severe headaches for 5 months.
What was
found
his name?
Out,
go for say his name. Try it.
I don't know that they give his name.
Okay.
No. But he did. He reported to the Cuba Friendship Hospital in Dong Hoi.
Is it Fuka's last name?
No, not that I'm seeing.
Is Dom his first name?
Well,
I get it.
You get
there
it.
Is that.
You use that this weekend at the fish fry.
Yeah, I even write that
the
down.
Ball fry, please. Excuse me. You're at the ball fry this weekend.
Headaches as well as fluid discharge from his skull. They did a CT, revealed that the man was suffering from tension pneumocephalus, a rare but potentially life-threatening neurological condition.
Chopsticks are long, by the way. How do they go up his nose without sticking out? Even my head, Nick, before you jump on that, I couldn't hide a whole chopstick up there without it sticking out of my nose.
Maybe if it was, like, horizontal.
I don't know. I think it might hit the back of my head.
Or did they make shorter chopsticks in
Thailand?
I don't
think they do they?
Yeah, is this like a portion of a chopstick?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
There's pictures in that link I sent you guys. They're not full chopsticks, but they were up his nose. They were up his nose and penetrating into his brain. Now, the guy said he didn't remember how that happened, but...
He was drunk. His friends did that. They shoved it up. Yeah.
You're half
nose.
Right. You're half right. He got into a fight while out drinking one night.
Yeah.
And he didn't remember details from the brawl, only that someone had stabbed him in the face with an unknown object in that brawl, and pretty good bet it was those chopsticks that ended up in his brain.
So two right up his nose.
Hopefully
directly with one stab.
Yeah.
He had to be laying down and still for that.
I don't know, man.
I ain't buying it. I think it's one of those situations where a guy like gets something stuck in their ass and they have to go to the hospital and say, no, I fell on it, you know? I think he was just shoving stuff in his face to see what he could do, you know?
Says he went to the hospital after the fight and doctors examined him and didn't find anything abnormal, but then he had these headaches for five months.
By the way.
Yes. Yeah. And you
could
can see
it could be these chopsticks sticking out of your nostril. That could be it.
Yeah, let's run some blood.
There's image, you know, there's medical imaging in this link as well. You see the chopsticks in his nasal, you know, skull cavity and then poking up into his brain, man. So yeah, they had to go in and do surgery to remove those things.
Does he still use chopsticks?
I would assume in Vietnam, there's
afraid of them, like,
no way around
that. Like that chicken mayonnaise.
Do they have forks available over there if you want them?
I think so. I think
in Vietnam forks?
Yeah, nobody knows. Nobody's been.
No, I have not been to Vietnam.
No.
Looks like here you could get chopsticks if you want.
Right, yeah.
Well,
sushi has to be chopsticks.
They give you the chopsticks, and you can get a fork if you want. I think you have to request the fork. At least the last time I went to sushi, you got to request the fork.
You don't use the chopsticks? I'm pretty good at chopsticks.
I'll use chopsticks for sushi. I can't with rice, unless it's like really sticky rice.
No, I can't do rice or noodles. I don't care about that. I'll use a fork for that. But if it's a just pure sushi, I can use the chopsticks. I can do that. And they never get lodged in my nose, you know? Ass is a whole different thing.
Yeah. There are times I'll try to use chopsticks. Like, I'll start off being like, oh, this is the time. I'll be able to eat this rice.
Yeah, you got to work on it in the beginning.
Two bites later, I'm like, where's the fork?
Once it's a bike situation, once you like riding a bike, once you get used to it, you don't ever go.
But you're
back,
right. If it's just like fried rice or something,
I can't do.
I'll be there it's for tough. An hour.
Yeah.
Well, then you just kind of scoop it.
But I use
it as a scoop.
Most places, like if you're at a sushi restaurant or something, it's not a violation of etiquette to pick up the bowl and kind of just
pour it in your mouth.
Just
right
kind of
rice, you mean? Yeah.
Shovel
yeah.
it a little bit.
Yeah. Pour it in your mouth.
You know.
Yeah. Shove it in your mouth.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So Danny Trejo, Bill Engvall, and Cameron Logsdon later on.
Yeah. On Southwest First Class. Because apparently when you do the, what do they call it, early bird check-in?
Yeah.
Yeah, that gets you A50. And that doesn't get you somebody right in front of you. Takes the coveted 9D seat.
So what do you got to get to?
But you've been plugging this a lot in the radio, Todd. So when you fly out of Omaha, there's a good chance, including my buddy who flies out of Omaha a lot on Southwest, he always takes that seat. It might have been him. No, he'd have recognized you.
No,
said
this was a family right in front of me.
Okay.
And I was
they don't want
the
drinks.
Seat.
Said,
yeah, they have no clue.
Right, they took the seat. Yeah, so the next thing...
You want to find out where the booze comes from the back, right?
They're wondering why you're glaring at them.
The best thing that was available for me.
Why is this guy so mad at us?
It's the ninth freaking row. Yeah. Why is he pissed?
He's like, I have to wait an extra 3 minutes for my cocktail.
But they dive into this, and then I noticed the emergency exit, which usually fills up first. That's Southwest First Class.
And by the way, you can drink in that exit.
That's what I take.
Yeah, but I like the row where there's no seat next to you, where there's no window seat.
Oh, yeah.
You can take the one behind, and then you'll have extra leg room.
A lot of leg room.
That's what I'm after.
But I like the seat next to me because there's no one sitting in the window, and you get an extra tray. So you can put all your crap on the extra tray.
How much stuff do you need? It's not that long a flight.
I like to have my iPod out. I like to have my phone out. I like
to have Bloody Mary mix everywhere, too. So wait a minute. What seat are you talking about
now? A couple of drinks.
Is the two-seater the exit row one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. They call that Southwest First Class.
That's the one I chose, but I carefully observed where they were coming from the back, and it appears row 17 is the first served on the way back.
Carefully observed.
You can't relax at all on these flights.
Hold it, Todd. Will you? I understand you can drink in the exit aisle because they just ask you if you can do stuff. And but can you get loaded in the exit aisle?
Oh, I don't know. I've never been loaded on a plane.
Well, we've all been loaded. We just keep to ourselves.
You can't get loaded because the flight to Denver is only an hour.
Yeah.
What I love about this is it's not where they like stop serving. There's not like a cutoff on these.
No.
You just want to, as soon as possible.
You just want it as soon as possible.
So now you got 9 or 17, right?
9 or 17.
Which side is 17?
I didn't see.
Man.
Rodi, I didn't see if it was a full flight. I'm assuming this was a full flight.
And this is on your standard 3-3, 737, or whatever that is.
I think they only have one size jet.
It's a 737-700, or the newer ones are the 737-800. But they're all set up the same.
Yep. Right.
3-3.
Right.
Southwest doesn't have the bigger jets for longer, longer flights.
They're all uniform. Every plane is the same. I think the newer ones have like little bigger overhead bins. You can tell when you're flying.
I thought maybe if they're flying to Hawaii or something, you get the 3-2-3 or whatever.
Nope.
I don't
two
think
aisle plane.
No, I think their entire
I've never
fleet
seen a, yeah.
is 737.
So it's 17 or 9 for all your alcoholics heading to the airport
Correct.
This morning?
Right.
Man, we are, I am them. You know, not this morning, but you know, I go to the airport. I'm an alcoholic.
Only there.
You should have asked the family in 9.
Well, it ticks up there a little bit, Nick. We'll go with that.
Yeah. You should have asked the family in 9 if
can you
if,
move?
If mom could switch, because I need to sit in the alcohol seat. You know, you always get asked here, to switch so that mom can sit with the kids. You need to ask the mom to switch so you can sit in the alcohol
seat. Why do you sit directly across them in 9? Because either way, you're still first. You just she waits on them first.
Well, yeah, so they get an apple juice before you get your cocktail.
Right, and that pisses me off.
That too was occupied.
Oh,
the one across the aisle.
Son of a bitch.
Also occupied, so I said.
You are just, they're hosing you, man.
I'll just take the seat where
I got
Todd little,
Becker, and he's A50, man.
Little extra room next to me.
He's A50.
But the problem is, yeah, you wait a little longer for your cocktail.
I love that you care. I love you just sitting there and then looking back the whole time to see, carefully observing where they stop.
Start?
16, yeah, 17,
yeah.
17,
you know, I didn't observe closely enough.
You're going to get questioned by an air marshal.
That's what I'm
I
thinking.
Know you are.
I'm unsure if it's 16 or 17, and I've had reports that it was 18. So I got to do a little more work into that to find out.
Reports.
Coming from the back.
No, I swear I'm not casing the plane to bring it down. I just want to know where the booze is at first.
Right. I love
That's
that.
All.
You just your bloodshot eyes looking back there. First of all, you worked that morning, and then you were at the bar a little bit, so I'm sure I know exactly how you looked, you know.
And we've all seen
like
him
look
like
looked,
that.
Like I looked, right? You know, yeah. After
just wobbling to row 17 now.
And I don't think I'm flying again for a while, so somebody else is going to have to pick up my research. All right. I can't give you another update for...
My buddy listens all the time. He always takes a picture of row 9 when he's about to board. He thanks you for that seat. So I'll tell him to check out for 17.
But if you're in row 17, does it make it even longer until you can get a drink when you're off the plane? So you have to wait for everybody in rows 10 through 16 to
get off. Yeah.
D-plane.
Yeah.
But you're generally not connecting. You're generally getting to your destination there and then taking off.
And my first concern is not a drink then. It's just getting my crap and getting out of there.
Making sure your kid has the
my
weed.
My favorite thing, have you ever gotten a plane, Todd, where you've actually had a closer early bird number, like say you're A15 or something like that, and had the shot to sit in the – I don't like necessarily like the first row because you can't put your stuff – it's just a wall there and you can't – it sucks.
Right. I don't like the first row.
Okay,
Christy likes the first row. I like to have something to shove my backpack under. I like
backpack,
to have
backpack.
A seat in front of me.
Yeah.
First
row is good in theory, but it's you got no gear. You got nothing.
Do you always sit together? Will she take the first row and you'll go back to 9D?
No, I say we're going to 9.
I'll take the first row. I never have the option, but I'll take the first row if it's there for the extra leg room. And
some of them do. Some of them don't. The one side is pretty short to leg room, even in the first row.
But you do have the lack of a reclining asshat in front of you.
That's a good point.
And that will not change.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's worth a lot.
I think if that happens, you just put your seat back.
Yeah, that's what
as
you do.
Long
that's
as they can recline, people will.
Are going to, right?
No,
right.
I had an instance earlier where, I wasn't able to do the early bird check-in because of complications.
You're drunk.
Regardless, I went ahead and instead of early bird check-in, I paid the extra $20 to get a 1 through
15.
Oh,
you did that? Yeah, they offered that up at the end. Yeah.
So, I'm the first guy on the plane.
So you still don't go. I love that you still don't take the first couple. Because people always, you want to be in the front of planes because when you land, you get the hell off the quick.
Right.
That's the reason I like that. But you still walk back to 9?
Yes.
Man has his priorities.
Do you think the donkeys know while you're sitting there? Not just you personally, but anybody that goes right to 9?
I don't know.
Like, we've got another one.
Yeah, they can look at him and tell. They know his motivation. Yeah.
No, because I don't want to be first off the plane because I'm just sitting at the luggage carousel anyway most of the time.
I get it.
Waiting for my stuff.
Still, just sitting down on a plane is a pain in the ass waiting for people to get off because people just decide at the last moment to get their stuff ready to go.
No, but you know,
I always hated that.
First guy on the plane, 9D.
Right
to 9D.
I'm telling you, man, next time somebody sits there, ask if you can switch. Can you switch me?
And ask why. Well, why, sir?
Or is this your family?
No. Have you heard of vodka?
No.
And raise your hand up and have it shaken. I need five.
There was another video that went viral last week of some lady who got asked to switch on the plane and refused.
Yeah.
And people came to her defense because she was sitting on the window. There were two kids next to her.
Right.
That were like 11 and 13, not little kids.
Yep.
Mom was right behind them in the middle seat. And mom asked her to switch.
No.
And then got all pissed off when she said no.
We no, don't want a middle I'm seat. Saying no, too.
Absolutely, I'm saying no. I'm not. No. I'm not.
It's a middle seat. It's a middle seat.
Right.
It was like a long-ass flight. It was like a 4 or 5 hour flight, and she was asking her to switch to a middle seat? No. Uh-uh.
It's funny. I was on a flight recently by myself, and somebody sitting next to me was like a 10-year-old girl that wasn't mine, you know? Not that I have any anymore. Yeah. And I made just a complete effort to not do any, to not even have my leg get anywhere near. I mean, because I'm thinking, this is, I don't. You know, she seemed like she was reading her book, and her mom was like sitting over. I guess there were two kids sitting next to me. There were two kids. It was the same situation.
Yeah.
Was, except the mom was across the aisle, right with them,
okay.
and they didn't ask me. They didn't ask me. You know, and I just sat in the window, and I'm thinking, man, I'm just going to look ahead at my book and not say one word. I did keep drinking though, but I said, you don't want any miscommunication on the flight.
Yeah.
You're sitting next to a strange kid.
Well, apparently,
you just put your hand the entire time.
That mom could have picked seats toward the back of the plane where they were all together, but she didn't.
No, it wasn't Southwest, probably.
No, it wasn't Southwest.
I'm saying you choose. In that instance, you choose the seats that you sat
in. Well, it sounded like, from what the story said, mom had booked the flight too late to get three together.
Oh, okay.
And the lady on the window basically said, that doesn't make it my problem.
No, it's not.
Sorry.
No, now, right. Do people come out and say, defend the lady?
Most people did, yeah. It said most of the commenters, she posted some video.
I wonder on the plane if anybody helped her out.
I think at some point the flight attendant finally had to say, look, she's sitting in the flight, in the seat she paid for. What do you want me to do?
Right.
You know, your lack of planning doesn't make it an emergency for her.
You do have a lot of extra room, though, if there's a 10-year-old sitting next to you. I noticed that.
Yeah.
It's like, it ain't like a big fat guy.
Nah.
But you can't turn around to the parent and be like, hey, don't worry, I'm not into kids.
Well, and it's not like mom was.
Why would you bring that up,
it's
sir?
It's not like mom was 10 rows
behind.
You have
nothing to worry about here.
She was right there. She was right behind the kids. It was fine.
She was right there, right. Exactly, right. Yeah.
But, yeah, the mom
I love the
just...
fact that there was a girl, though, in the aisle, in the window. You're right. One of us sit in the window, and she asked us to move, and we go, no.
Right. Yeah, you better not get a boner while you're napping.
Now you tell me. All right.
Oops.
Don't worry, I'm not into kids. Yeah. That's not the answer you should say out loud.
No.
All right.
Yeah, that doesn't put anybody at ease.
No, I am too. I'm glad.
Why
people...
is it a pain in the ass to begin with? You want to sit with you, especially when you bought a ticket for the specific seat. You want that seat.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nobody wants to sit in the middle. Nobody does.
No.
You know? Unless there's three people, they're all family members, and the middle seat's not as big.
I was in a middle seat for a 1 hour flight from St. Louis. I can't imagine doing that for 4 or 5 hours.
Right,
this was a long, like, cross country flight. Forget it.
Oh, was it? Okay.
Forget it. I'm not doing that.
Did you get a boner and a nap with the two guys sitting in the middle? Two other guys with black Metallica shirts on, all asleep with boners.
Yeah, and you can't ask for a blanket either.
No.
No. A Yankit. Somebody said that Jimmy Carter had a Yankit. A Yankit is, if you don't watch Family Guy, Peter invented the Yankit. It had two fake arms hanging out, so you just have the blanket on and you can masturbate with it on it. Yeah.
It's pretty ballsy to take that to your wife's funeral.
He doesn't care.
She ain't gonna be pissed.